are now watching the College Baseball Insider Show.
He's behind him. This is hammered. Left field, and we are tied. Wow.
Now, here are your hosts, giving you an inside look into the top matchups.
What is up? Week 13 in the books, and Kentucky Wildcats, I've got them on my mind and on my head, but the leadoff is Todd's shirt. He did it.
Got the shirt. I'm pumped up. So let me tell you a funny story. So I get the shirt yesterday, and you know, I bought, if you don't know, I bought an Indiana t-shirt at the beginning of the year, and then they've really kind of not played well. So the whole thing with this is, well, I have a curse if I buy your t-shirt. So I got Kentucky. They're up 3-0 yesterday. So I go and get it. I open it up. I lay it out. I try it on. And next thing you know, it's like 3-1. And then it's like 3-2. So I took the shirt off because I'm like, oh, my goodness. Then I put it back on. The game got tied. I'm like, man, there is a curse. I'm going to curse this team. These Kentucky people are going to hate me. But luckily, they pulled it out, so the curse is over. Let's go, Kentucky. Keep winning games.
It's a one-game sample. Simmer down. I got a rant. I have a rant to go on. So you guys continue your little butt buddy bandwagon. Let me know when it's time to shine.
Let's start off by saying it's clear.
Do you want this rant or not? When do you want the rant?
Who, Kentucky?
Yeah. I'm ready.
Hey, I'm not frozen, am I? I'm using my computer screen.
You let me know when I have 2 minutes, and I'll go. Until then.
Oh, I think that's a good segue. The number two team in the country, they go into Gainesville. They take care of business.
Yes.
Much to my demise.
Listen, it's a series win. At the end of the day, you won the games. Should you have won Friday? No. Are there games where teams win when they shouldn't? Absolutely. Should you have won Sunday? No, probably not. When Florida ties it up, they got bases loaded in the bottom of the ninth. Cade Curlin couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat right now. You shouldn't have won that game, but you did. Hey, it happens, right? I get it. Let's not overreact. The program is not a good baseball program. Last year, you had a decent season until you got waxed by LSU and the Supers. Let's not act like it was a closed series, because it wasn't. They waxed your ass twice in the same season. Now, I get it. Florida lost to them in the national title. I get it. LSU was a bandwagon, so you do have to weigh that in. My point is, you cannot claim to be this massive program now all of a sudden when you've had two consecutive good seasons for the first time since 2006. You want my respect, and I'll even say this because, and Smitty can attest to this, the 2022 Tennessee team, probably one of the best teams in college baseball on paper in their performance. They got beat by Notre Dame. They didn't make it. Tony Vitello's head was on pickets for being the best team. What happens? They don't get there. Just because you're good doesn't mean you get there. So stop talking your shit until they get there. You'll get my respect then. You gotta make it to Omaha. Or this season is a waste, just like last season. And a rant.
Well, Nick, because I'm using the Mac Studio display camera and I turned on studio light, tell me if this is better. Is that better? Do I look
fake?
No,
it looks like your head is like floating.
I don't know.
You look better there.
All right, well, Nick.
I'm just going to say, I like the t-shirt. It feels good. I like it, so go Kentucky. Okay, there's my rant. Let's go.
All right. Tennessee stays at the top, number one. They took care of business this weekend. Kentucky is now number two. Arkansas, number three. I'm good with that. Somebody please explain to me how Clemson stays put at four. A&M, overall record, better. Odds to win it all, better, which they may not take that into consideration at all.
Yeah, but Clemson also lost to a way better team than Ole Miss.
They did. It's what's in your head that's throwing it off. I agree.
Now, I will say this. In our rankings, I think North Carolina should be ahead of Oregon State. I think Oregon State obviously has had a solid season at 39-12. They've played an overall weaker schedule. The ACC is better baseball than the Pac-12. Look at that thing. No Jel Grissom.
No, I got to coach myself 5U baseball this evening. Wasn't worth wasting the product to go out there.
Yeah.
I agree. Again, these are D1's rankings. If you saw last night, we put out our top eight. I like North Carolina. I think Scott Forbes has done a fantastic job losing both Folger Boaz and then Jake Knapp before the season. RVL been falling all year long. It's clear the books still don't know how to make lines. I agree. Round robins would be a good idea. The thing about it is, and I talked about it, I guess, was it on Jeff Dawson's show? Maybe on Friday. But, you know, last year I felt like you could, every single Thursday or Friday, depending on where they played, you could parlay Paul Skeens, Rhett Lauder. They were money. They were going to get the win. This year, it's kind of been a struggle to find two pitchers that you can trust. Now, I would say Hagen Smith, Chase Burns are the two that fit the bill. When I've tried to get cute and parlay with, say, a ECU and Treya Savage, they get beat by Tulane. Jamie Arnold, 2 weekends ago, Arkansas, Florida State parlay. Florida State gets blown up. So I think outside of Hagen and Chase right now, I don't know if I trust anybody else.
Yeah, I got cute with Florida State this weekend and it burned me.
The odds are always just too insane. And I vented about it during the Hagen Smith game on Friday night. Arkansas should not be minus 300. Like, Mississippi State was well in that game. It took some heroics by our bats to wake up and win. And then you roll over Sunday, which we were on Mississippi State plus 150 on Saturday. So congrats to everybody that cashed that. That was over before it started, thanks to Brady Tiger's terrible outing. But again, Sunday, Mason Molina, I thought they bounced back. He absolutely imploded on the mound. Brady Tiger gave up the first two innings, I think it was 8-0 Mississippi State on Saturday. Sunday, it was like a repeat. It was 6-0. Arkansas ended up winning 9-6 because they have a very deep bullpen. The question mark was offense. Could they get the bats going? Luckily, they did win the series. Jeremy Gardner said, "Did I miss the UK hat explanation?" Well, this is now a UK. Well, this side of
this is a ban against Q Millie.
This is a Kentucky.
This is what this is.
This has me buying the shirt is nothing against Q Millie at all. I just like I've been pulling. I mean, again, I'm not. I said this at the beginning. I'm not like these guys that have a die hard, like, this is my team, and like Q does with Florida and Matt has with Arkansas. So I jumped on Indiana. Now I've jumped on Kentucky, and I liked Vandy, but Vandy's not that good. So
I'm going to Smitty couch surface. He couch surfs.
Yeah, I'm all over the place, and I like a lot of other teams. And can I jump in really quick with the Arkansas thing, Matt? I think Molina, since coming back from that, when he skipped the start, I think because of the ankle, his outings just have not been good. So that's something to keep an eye on as we continue here. And I'm going to say this too. I was on Arkansas yesterday with Texas A&M, and Ron Burgundy, man, thank you. He pulled a Millie's, man. He came out and said, "This team, Smitty, they're not playing good." And I said, "Yep, not good." So we did the Q Mills thing, saying like the jinx, and it came back and it helped us and we got the win. So
that's a real thing.
Thank you,
Burgundy. I've proven enough.
The reverse jinx.
It's a real thing.
Wake Forest jumps into the top eight, sitting at 36-16. This is a team that I gave out on VSIN 14-1 right now. I think the Deacs are getting hot if they end up getting in this regional and super regional hosting picture as a top eight seed, which I think they will. They're going to be deadly. And to turn around the season like he has done, this is a fantastic coaching job. They've figured it out with pitching rotation now. I think we've had three straight weeks of David Falco going after Chase Burns, and then Josh Hartle's look like the Josh Hartle of old. But what about Georgia? Georgia looks really good. They're going to be my up for the week, but the Bulldogs just making a hell of a lot of noise right now, led by Charlie Condon. They're all the way up to number 9. You buying into the Bulldogs right now? 27-1 to win it all, plus 225 to make it.
They don't have pitching. I mean, it's okay. I'm not going to sit there and say it's atrocious, but for College World Series caliber, they don't have it, especially with Goldstein kind of being banged up. Listen, I for the life of me, I don't understand why teams aren't giving Condon the Cags effect. Cags was walked intentionally like 8 times this past weekend. Why are you letting a guy like that continuously beat you by feeding fastballs and hanging curveballs there? Even if the bases are loaded, the smart play when he is up is to walk in a run. He's going to hit you for 2, 3, or 4 runs. Like, are we playing checkers or chess? As a head coach, you have to walk this guy. We saw, I mean, the best example was Bryce Harper in 2018. Madden walks him like 20 times in a 3-game series. It ruined the rest of his season. So at some point, if you're not swinging the bat, you're going to get rusty, and that's how you have to treat it. If you take him out of that lineup, essentially, yeah, I mean, they have some other guys, but that's a lot of run production. You've just taken off Georgia's board. So if you're a playoff team, just walk him and you'll win. Simple as that.
Todd.
Q's I kind of agree with Q there with the pitching. I mean, their offense is just, it's dynamite and they can score a lot of runs. But I think Q made a good point there. To get to Omaha, you really need the arms. And I just don't know if Georgia does. But they are a dangerous team. You know, you guys, I think on Thursday, we brought up Mississippi State a lot. And, I mean, they had should have taken that series this week. That's a dangerous team. You know, looking it over, everybody else, Wake Forest is a team that we also, Matt, I think you said it on Thursday that you thought they were really going to take care of business over Clemson, in which they did. So I think that's a dangerous team on that. But yeah, you need the arms. You need the arms. Looking at the big board, good to see Santa Barbara back in. I think they got in last week too, but a team that we were kind of high on at the beginning of the year coming in playing well. Oklahoma State's playing good baseball too right now.
Yeah, very good ball.
They got rained out yesterday, but, you know, really took care of business too on that. Just, you know, one team I was really disappointed with this week was Virginia. I just thought really Virginia just did not play great baseball. NC State put a lot of runs up against them. So, yeah, you know, we've said over the last couple of weeks, it's a couple teams that we really thought it was just going to be like 3 or 4 teams. Some of those teams had a little bit of a hiccup, but I think overall the teams with the arms are going to be there at the end.
Well, yeah. I got to give it to the system on College Baseball Insiders. They had Georgia sweeping that series, and I thought, well, that's wrong. There's no way. It's hard to sweep. Lo and behold, Georgia gets the sweep. Pulling this back up here, this is unreal. I think it called the Arkansas-Mississippi State series as well to a T. That being said, let's get right into our 3-up, 3-down. And like I said earlier, mine is Georgia. They're playing so well right now. I compare them to the TCU team of last year. They get hot. They just smash the ball. Depending on wherever they end up in this regional round, I don't know if they can pitch their way to Omaha, but they may be able to hit their way to Omaha. And all you really need to do is get there. Anything can happen. Now, I don't think they have the pitching to win it all. So I think maybe taking like a flyer on plus 225 to win, or just wait until the regionals get out and see what their odds are to win that regional. They'll probably be the favorite, but depending on who they're matched up against pitching wise, or maybe not, you should be able to get some good odds on them here. And then my down is Texas A&M. I got called out by a couple of Aggie fans that I guess I upset. Shocker, pulling the old Q Millie, upsetting fan bases. But guys, call it a slump, call it peaking too soon, call it whatever you want. I don't want to be hitting this at this point of the season if I'm A&M. You had a bad series loss last week to a LSU team that's not very good. You have a chance to right the ship before you take on Arkansas the last weekend of the season next week. You go to Ole Miss and you lose that series. That's uncalled for. You can't do that if you're going to be a top. In my opinion, you don't drop two of the last three series and feel good about going into the postseason. We saw Vanderbilt do it last year. I think LSU, and somebody compared LSU last season to Texas A&M this season. LSU had solid pitching, and I think you saw Paul Skeens' dominance. You saw Ty Floyd start picking it up. Right now, A&M doesn't know who they're going with game two, game three. It was a solid, like, it was going to be Lampkin, Tanner Jones. Now you're starting to get TBAs on a Sunday. And the same could be said for Arkansas. The fact is A&M's here because they won their series, or because they lost the series, and Arkansas won. But as an Arkansas fan and an A&M fan, we're flirting with disaster right now. And it's funny to say is a top five team in the country, but it's not on the up and up like some other teams, like a Tennessee, like a Georgia, like Mississippi State, Wake. These teams are figuring it out at the end of the season, and I would much rather have that going for me than what Arkansas and A&M are going through. So with that, I'll turn it over to Q. You're up and down.
Yeah, my ups, UNC, I thought Scott Forbes has his team playing really well. I remember in the preseason, guy, I talked about just a lot of uncertainty with the freshman class that they have, but they were the number one class coming in for freshmen, especially on the pitching side. You lose Knapp preseason, and that just seemed so detrimental at the time. But, you know, guys have stepped up, and it's not just one or two guys. You know, offensively, obviously, it's Honeycutt and some others have stepped up. But on the mound, you know, Folger, Boaz, and some other names have just been above and beyond. And right now they're playing extremely good baseball, very hot on the offense. I think their runs created plus is in the 140s, which is incredible to sustain that as, you know, season long. And then, like I said, the pitching, even if they've given up runs, the offense has picked them back up, and they've pitched well enough. So they're a dangerous team right now. And then, you know, Smitty alluded to earlier in the show, UVA, pretty disappointing. You know, Brian O'Connor's teams usually turn it around in May, and, you know, they're a May and June team. And right now, I mean, offensively, they're solid. They can score with anybody, but geez, it's like us three are pitching, and they, you know, they can score two runs, but then they give up four, and you just can't win games like that. This is, I think, maybe they're worse than all of us thought. I mean, we all thought they were going to be a little bit better, especially this weekend against NC State, which, you know, the jury's still out on, at least with the us three, if they're truly good or just kind of a roller coaster team. But, you know, it's just, I think maybe this is UVA's down year.
Smitty.
Yeah, Wake Forest, like Matt just said a little bit ago, you look at these teams and you're seeing, you don't want going into this part of the year cold. And it just kind of reminds me, and I've said this before, like college basketball, before you get in your conference and then trying to get into the big dance here. Wake Forest is a team right now, they've won 9 in a row, 9-1 in that last 10. The team that's just playing really good baseball right now. And, you know, what they did yesterday, beat Clemson 13-3 in 8 innings. So I like that. And ECU, yeah, just disappointing weekend. I had to take them down here, losing. They're 5-5 in their last 10. They're on a 4-game losing streak. You know, yesterday too, Tulane really jumped on them quick and they came back and fought back. Then they got the lead and then they blew it again. And then they lost, I think, in the bottom of the ninth, or was it? It might've been in extra innings there, but, yeah. So ECU down, cool team right now. Got to get hot here at the right time.
Yeah. And to touch on what Jeremy said, they're still 25-1. I think a lot of it has just got to be you're throwing out last weekend, but that was a bad loss. If you're ECU, you can't get swept by Tulane. Like, come on. You're supposed to be best team in your conference, and here you are getting swept on the road. Conference leaderboard right now, Big 12 winner is Oklahoma. I don't know if any of us had the Sooners being this good. Big 10 has still got a really good matchup this weekend to see who's going to walk away with that. Same could be said for the SEC. Kentucky's your leader in the clubhouse at 20-7 with Vandy still on deck. And then Arkansas, Tennessee, both at 19-8. and then A&M right there. So ACC, North Carolina, and then Clemson. Even if Clemson goes 3-0, I think North Carolina can win one against Duke, as my dog barks at my wife pulling up. So, yeah, it's going to be tight coming down the stretch. And then this Pac-12 win, Arizona and Oregon State, that's going to decide that one this weekend. Anything else to touch on with the conferences?
Yeah, just keep betting Arizona State.
Dude, Arizona State's been money. That was, I was on them Saturday, Friday and Saturday.
I didn't take him yesterday just because I think the week before I took him Friday and Saturday, and then they didn't play well on Sunday, so I stayed off. And our site had him. It was very good prediction of them winning yesterday, so I was really mad at myself that I didn't jump. But that team, they score some runs. That team can hit.
Matt, can you go back one screen?
I still hold the crown. Yeah.
I was trying to see. Okay, so Arkansas is one game down. So if Vandy sweeps, Arkansas wins a series, then Arkansas wins. If Vandy wins 2-1 and Arkansas wins 2-1, they'd be in a tie, but then the tiebreaker goes to Kentucky, correct?
Yes.
So, Matt, I know we're sitting on Arkansas tickets as well as Oregon State. So we need Oregon State to sweep. We need Arkansas to find a way to sweep and Vandy to win. It's a tall task, especially considering Oregon State can't play anywhere on the road well. And then Vanderbilt is just.
Yeah, I think it is what it is. Think it's Kentucky's all the way.
Yeah.
I mean, even if Vandy gets one and Tennessee sweeps, I wouldn't mind Tennessee. I hopped on them. Shout out Noah Beanick for talking me into Tennessee. So I've got Arkansas and Tennessee, but. I
not looking too well for the futures. Yeah, not looking well.
So I've retained the crown once again, 99 points.
This is a boat race.
13 up on Smitty and 11 up on Q as we go into the last weekend of SEC play. Should be a fun slate next weekend. I know, Nick. It's crazy.
Goodbye. It seems like we just started.
Biggest one, I think, was calling the Auburn winner. Good job, Smitty. You had Kentucky. And then, obviously, being on Georgia helped as well.
Yeah.
We'll take it.
What else? We all missed the boat on A&M.
Smitty continues to ask the Arkansas Razorbacks to sweep. Thanks for that. Hey. You going to do it next week?
We need it.
A&M.
I don't know. The pitching's starting to worry me a little bit. And the bats.
As is.
I mean, I know the bats came up big yesterday when they needed to, but it's scary a little bit.
Well,
yeah, I was really shocked with South Carolina. I thought, myself and Q, we thought they'd take that series. I think it was 2-1 we both predicted in that. I thought Georgia would get one with their offense, but I thought South Carolina at home, they would take care of business there. So, yeah, Georgia put it to them.
I think another one that we kind of glossed over, Alabama winning the series against LSU. I think that was a big series. Yeah, big series win for Bama.
What game was that Friday or Saturday when they were down to like the last strike and they threw the ball away, LSU?
Friday. That was Friday night. Yeah, that was a big loss for LSU. Total collapse. Add an over under on hours of rain delays at the SEC tournament. Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
That's inevitable.
Yeah.
It's going to rain in Hoover. I would say like 8.5 hours of worth of delays would be the over under. All right. Well, that wraps it up. We'll be back Thursday for the preview show. Actually, we probably need to do it sooner because I think all the big top 25 matchups start Thursday. So may do a Wednesday night show. Kind of all depends on odds coming out. But thank you guys for tuning in. For Q, Toddy, we'll see you later this week.